Hey, tell me about what it's like when we come to see you at the McPherson Financial Group.
Well, we're located here. Our main corporate headquarters is here in Melbourne. So when people come into our office, they're going to see our staff. They're going to have a big conference room that we meet them in for the first time. Now, if they can't come in the first time, you know, maybe they can only come into our office on the second time. Sometimes we'll do Zoom meetings, things like that. But usually it's a 3-appointment process. So we don't make any decisions day one. We're just trying to get information from the clients to see if we can be a great resource for them and be able to be a help for them to be able to enter retirement. Most people walking into our office are within that retirement red zone. So they're within that 5-year period of retiring. So there may be some work to do. We may need to look at their pensions if they have them. We may need to look at Social Security. You know, what's the proper time to turn it on for their family? You look at what they have in savings that's been accumulated. You know, do we have a lot of IRA money that we might need to do some Roth conversion, things along those lines? Where's the money at? How are we going to have to access it? And then how is it invested that we can maximize the growth until retirement, but also help protect that money they've been saving maybe 20, 25, 30 years so that it's ready to go when they're ready to walk out that door and say, okay, I'm ready to retire.
And R. McPherson, I know it's one of the highlights of your main office is your music room.
I know. That's where we do all of our fun stuff from here. So when we're doing our recording, we have all of our pictures up on the wall of, you know, some of the great celebrities we've had a chance to meet over the years. And then some of these awesome records, and I have a couple of guitars in here. And it's just a kind of a fun little area where we're always looking at the music industry and all the wonderful things that were done, and then some of the people we've met throughout that music industry. So it's a pretty cool room.
It's like a little rock and roll hall of fame.
Kind of, yeah.